Amen. Thank you very much. At this time, we'd like to ask our children and all the other children to come forward. We're going to take up our noisy offering this morning. But before we do that, you guys come on down here and y'all stand up. Stand up and look out there. All right? Look out at all those people. Well, hold on. Christian, can you go to the next slide?
100 people, Daddy. I figured it out.
All right, good. There you go. All right, so again, it is Safe Sanctuary Sunday. And when we baptize, when we have that service, when we baptize children, infants, and even adults, part of what we're doing is we're commending to you all to help to raise them and help them in their faith. And so today we are going to say that pledge together. I will read the lesser print, and I will ask you to join me in the bold print. You all turn around and look out at those people. And if you are here and you're under the age, 17 or under, will you stand? Y'all should be good. Over here. All right. All right. So this is for our children, youth, and our vulnerable adults as well. So members of the household of faith, I commend to your love and care these children and youth whom we recognize as those loved by God. Will you endeavor so to live that these children and youth may grow in the knowledge and love of God through our Savior Jesus Christ? With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ that these children and youth, surrounded by steadfast love, may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to a life eternal. Amen. All right. Now, we've only got three of you all, so this is going to take a while. Our scripture lesson this morning is Psalm 82. We'll be reading that together this morning, Psalm 82. Hear now the word of our Lord. This is a psalm of Asaph. God takes his stand in the divine council. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly by granting favor to the wicked? Give justice to the lowly and the orphan. Maintain the right of the poor and the destitute. Rescue the lowly and the needy. Deliver them from the power of the wicked. They don't know. They don't understand. They wander around in the dark. All the earth's foundations shake. I hereby declare, you are gods, children of the Most High, all of you. But you will die like mortals, and you will fall down like any prince. Rise up, God. Judge the earth, because you hold all nations in your possession. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again so very much for this day, for your love and grace, for all that you do for us. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would give me the words to speak, and may they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to understand. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. And we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. Psalm 82 is a unique psalm in the 150 psalms that we have collected. It's an enthronement psalm. And it recognizes God as the supreme ruler of all things. It would have been a psalm that would have been read or sung when a king was taking the throne for the very first time. And as we can see in what is said, it would have been a reminder to the king of their responsibility to help those who are lowly, who are in need, who are destitute. but also to remind them that God is the one who has placed them in that position. God is the one who has put them on the throne as the ruler of all things. The psalmist here does not deny the existence of other divine beings. And we see throughout Scripture this being the case. In Job, of course, we remember that God is sitting there in his counsel when the accuser comes to him and they have this conversation about Job. We see in the book of Daniel and Ezekiel these divine beings who are sent out and have their various responsibilities. And in the book of Revelation, we see the understanding of the day would have been that different planets and stars and cities would have had various angels and principalities that would have been tasked with the care and the watchfulness of those specific areas. And for many of us who believe in the one God, this is maybe a little new for us, but we remember today and we are mindful that God is supreme above them all, above all things that have been created. And God, we see, comes on the scene here in this Psalter to cast judgments on those who abuse their power by harming and neglecting the lowly and the orphan, the needy and the destitute. He comes to judge his council who has not watched over these people as they were supposed to do. God shakes the very foundations of the earth when the lowly and the orphan are not given justice. God will not tolerate justice not being done. God is always going to speak on behalf of the marginalized and those who are of low estate. God will not stand for that kind of mistreatment, and he expects us not to stand for it as well. He expects better of those of us who call on God. We remember, of course, the covenant God makes with Abraham that his descendants will be a blessing to the nations. And we know through the commission of Jesus in Matthew that we are to baptize and to teach and to go and make disciples. We are expected to do better. We're reminded in Micah chapter 6, verse 8, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. This is what God requires of us. It's not something he asks of us. It's something he expects of us. Joel and I have been having these ongoing conversations, and I say, Joel, this isn't a question. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you what you need to do, right? This is what is required of you for this time. And that is what God is doing here in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And we're looking at this passage very specifically during our pop service. Last week we talked about doing justice. Today we're going to talk about loving mercy and considering this requirement that God places upon us as his followers. And as we consider all of this, we remember today and we celebrate and reaffirm today that we remind ourselves of the lowly, the orphan, the needy, the destitute, the marginalized among us. And we do very specifically through our Safe Sanctuary training and through the recognition of those that God places in our care. Today, God reminds us of those among us who need us. And we reaffirm our commitment to take care of those that God places in our charge. We stand like God on behalf of those whom God has placed in our care. We're to come alongside the children, the youth, the vulnerable adults who come to this place, who recognize something about this place that is godly and that is holy. And we have the opportunity to care for them and to watch over them. As many of you know, we have our PM at PM programming during the school year, and we average 60-plus children and youth during that time. And I know what you're thinking. Holy smokes. That's a lot of children and youth. And you're absolutely right. It's a lot of children and youth. A lot of hobbledehoy. That's a word that means what a clumsy, right? Yeah, see all the hobbledehoy we got here in the second row? We've got all of these children and youth that come on Wednesday evenings, and we have an opportunity to minister to them and with them, and we feed them a wonderful meal that Miss Regina and her wonderful team put together, and we teach them and we help them to understand more of who we are and more of who God is, and we have these opportunities together. I've had several people ask me that ask about volunteering, what's it like on Wednesday night? I can describe God, but I have a really hard time describing PM at PM. And I say that the best way to describe it is maybe it's Earth Mass chaos, and that you really just kind of have to see it for yourself. Yes, it is. Quit it. Organized mass chaos, and we've got all of these children and all of these youth, and it is a blessing. And there is an energy in the fellowship hall. I'm going to use the word energy. It's the best word I can think of. There's an energy that you just don't experience anywhere else. And if you've not ever experienced that, come on out. They start again mid-August. And we have this opportunity to come alongside these children and youth that God has placed in our care from around our community. And a few years ago, before we came here, I remember being at my last church, and we were in a Bible study, and Joel had been born fairly recently, and somebody got to talking about the good old days. How many of y'all remember the good old days, right? Okay. And it dawned on me in that moment that this was Joel's good old days. Today, starting in 2012, July 8th, this is his good old day. And I started to wonder, what am I doing to make these days good for Joel? We all have our memories of our home church growing up, those good old days. And what are we doing here to make these days good for our children and our youth? That is our task. That's our responsibility. That's what we're supposed to be doing. What are we doing to help make these days good for them? As those created in the image of God, which each and every one of us are, we never resemble our Heavenly Father more than when we give justice to the marginalized, than when we come alongside those who do not have the same things we have. Now, I mentioned earlier that Joe and Sarah are going to camp, and they're going to be leading 90-plus middle schoolers. How many of y'all remember middle school? That was kind of rough, right? And how many of us remember the positive influences we had when we were in middle school? Right? And so what are we doing to be those positive influences for our middle schoolers now? We talk a lot here at Petrie about being people that love children and youth. And how sad it is on Wednesday nights when we don't have a lot of volunteers. We got 60-plus children and youth, but we don't have a whole lot of volunteers. The volunteers we do have are wonderful and they are great, but we could always use more. And it's not going to look like what you think it needs to look like. I can guarantee you that. It's going to be different. It's going to be unique. It's going to maybe bring your anxiety level up here. I can remember my very first church as a youth pastor. I knew it was Wednesday night or Sunday night when I got home if I had a headache, because I was driving the van and doing all this stuff. And after a while, I kind of got used to the headache. And then I started to miss the headache when it wasn't there, because I wasn't doing those things anymore when I got moved to another place. And yes, it's difficult at times. Yes, it's frustrating at times, but it is our obligation. It is our opportunity to stand with God and say it's not okay. It's not okay. We need to do more for those that God has placed in our care. And we have that opportunity each and every week. Ours is the task of giving justice, regardless or not of whether we think it's ours to give. As followers of Jesus Christ, as children of God, our task is to do justice, to love mercy. And the only way we can walk humbly with God is if we're doing justice and loving mercy. And so how are we doing that? Now, I'm not saying everyone's called to participate with youth. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to make all of you feel guilty. I'm only trying to make those of you who know you should be helping feel guilty. It's the only thing I'm doing. And if we know better, we are obligated to do better. That's what this passage is telling us. And that above all things, God is in control. We know that God will judge the earth. And we who seek to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God need not fear God's judgment. You know, we hear about God's judgment and we often always think that it's something so negative and so fearful. But God's judgment is what brought Jesus to this earth. God's judgment is what brought the Holy Spirit to this earth on Pentecost. God's judgment sent Jesus to remind us to welcome the children, to welcome those who would come. It is the Holy Spirit who continues to remind us of His inclusive love for all persons. If God rises up against His own counsel, we know He will surely rise up for the needs of those who are helpless. And if we are willing, He will use us to do that work. Right now, we live in a country and in a season of fear, especially around immigration and the border. We just do. That's our reality. And we do well to remember this morning that the Bible tells us very clearly to welcome the immigrant, to welcome those who are seeking help, to welcome those who don't have it maybe as good as we do. That's our mandate, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. We do well to care for those who are without in Elkton. That's our privilege. That's our obligation. Ours is not the task of deciding who to help, but simply to help. And we help in a myriad of ways, and I'm grateful for that. And I know that the people in our community are as well. But we are not to be a people of fear, but rather a people of love, because we know that perfect love casts out fear. And how might we be able to help cast out fear in the lives of children, youth, and vulnerable adults who maybe have fear on a regular basis, who maybe don't have some of the things that we have, haven't grown up in the same types of environments that we have? We have an opportunity to cast out fear. We have an opportunity to stand beside God and offer grace and love and welcome to others. And that's our privilege and our joy. I hope and pray that we will continue to think and pray about ways that we can be who God has called us to be, that we might continue to grow on those areas and those ministries where we are flourishing and where we are seeing the fruit of God continue to bear in and amongst us. And I pray that as we do so, we might be reminded of God's grace in our midst. Rise up, God, judge the earth, because you hold all nations in your possession. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our hymn of invitation this morning is Freely, Freely, another wonderful hymn that I'm sure